AT&T.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're spending a few more seconds with Jerome Clark, longtime UFO historian, author of a number of really fascinating books that you won't find on the bestseller list, but that's very unfortunate. So I know Chris was mentioning the issue of languaging, and I was talking about disclosure, whether the government has guilty knowledge of what's going on. You have some assessments for any of that?
Well, when we talk about the government, quote-unquote, in terms of secret UFO knowledge, remember, the government is a huge entity, and I would say that if there's significant UFO knowledge, it's squirreled away in some small, possibly off-the-books agency. And it certainly doesn't seem to affect national defense policy. And so if there is some little group that's monitoring this and has some interesting information deep in its highly classified files, I think that it's clear that this agency has told whomever it reports to, maybe the president or the secretary of defense, that whatever this is, it is not a threat to national security. And we can safely act as if it isn't here. And we all know there are other variations of the cover-up idea, and some of them quite dramatic and unbelievable. But I think that if there is somewhere official knowledge, it isn't profound. It's just enough to say that, yes, this is strange, and our pilots, for example, experienced this, but we don't think the Earth is going to be invaded.
Robert Hastings' work and Bob Salas and the Malmstrom and Offutt missile fields incursions, do you think that that maybe put a ripple through some segment of the defense structure of our government? Do you think they took that seriously? And if not, why?
Well, one would think so, but apparently not seriously enough to affect, you know, national defense policy to move it toward a, you know, posture. We have to prepare ourselves for, you know, invading aliens. We know that's not happening. And so, yeah, they probably, somewhere this was noticed and commented on and heads were scratched and concerns were expressed, but it doesn't seem to visibly to have gone anywhere beyond that.
So maybe UFOs are just a way for male Americans in positions of power to lose their hair quicker from all the head scratching.
Yeah, and I suspect that over time a lot less hair has been lost. I think the whole thing has just been shrugged off. You know, you can find people within government, just so you can find people anywhere who are puzzled by UFO sightings and interested in them and think they mean something interesting. But
maybe it's a plot.
It affected actual policy.
Maybe it's a plot by Bosley, Hair for Men.
Not working very well, is it? Oh, well. But you kind of wonder here, this is happening for so long, you kind of think that after all these years, why wouldn't there be enough to interest people in the government to take it seriously?
I think you could argue the reverse, that the longer it goes on without affecting anything that we can see except, you know, maybe showing up on radar from time to time or startling somebody as it hovers over a country road, that doesn't ever go beyond that. So the longer it's ignored, validation there is for the policy of ignoring it.
Another reason to ignore it for the future, because we have more important concerns, which is people who just won't grow up and get along. Chris, we have a few questions from our audience. You want to start asking some of those?
Yeah, I would like to do that. And we've answered a few of the questions that have been posted at forum.theparacast.com already with our very enlivened conversation here. But we have a fairly new addition to our forum family, Gary Griffey, who asks a good question. My question for Mr. Clark refers to ancient or historical UFO reports. Is there a good source for information on that subject for people that want to explore it and do some digging on their own, besides your magnum opus, the UFO Encyclopedia, of course?
Well, one thing that's happened, this is really the major development in ufology and Freudian studies of the last decade, and that is that more and more newspaper archives are being opened up, and so they're accessible online. And you can, some of this you can get for free, some of it you have to subscribe to a service that'll cost you anywhere from maybe 50, 60 bucks to more than 100 bucks a year. And you get access to hundreds, even thousands of old newspapers. And you don't have to go through every page trying to find a weird story. You just have to do a search, type in the word you're looking for, like something like ball of light or whatever. And you will get access to decades and maybe even a couple of centuries of ball of light stories in old newspapers. And I actually wrote, early on when this was still new, I wrote a book for the reference publisher ABC Clio, a book called Unnatural Phenomena, which was basically consisted of a whole bunch of clippings of Fortean-like phenomena reported in newspapers in the 19th century and early 20th centuries. And the number of newspapers available online has just grown exponentially. Every day, more and more of them come online. And if you know where to look, you subscribe to the right services, you can look to your heart's content for any kind of weirdness you're looking for. If it's from 1947 to the present, you will want to look for flying saucers or UFOs. Before that, of course, they weren't using words like that, but you can figure out the words that they were using to describe what we now would call UFOs and just search for them, and you'll be surprised at what comes up and what the reports, how they're like what we see now and how they're unlike what we see now. And so you get a real kind of comparison and contrast of the historical UFO-like phenomena and present-day UFO phenomena. It's utterly fascinating, but that's how you get to old newspapers, old stories of UFOs.
We have that whole question of languaging and terminology. You have to be able to interpret and read through the languaging of the times to find out if it's something viable. But, you know, a book that has impressed me that's come out within the last 4 or 5 years is Wonders in the Sky by Chris Aubeck and Jacques Vallée. Some of the older reports obviously are a little tenuous and purely anecdotal, but that's also a good place to start. There are some very, very good, well-documented descriptions of events in that.
Well, Chris Aubeck runs an invitation-only email list of people involved in this kind of research, in online research into newspaper, journal, magazine, and other archives to find pre-1947 reports of UFO or UFO-like phenomena. There's another invitation list that Bob Rickard of Fortean Times runs that focuses on the non-UFO but Fortean stuff. And Chris and Jacques Vallée's book, which I recommend, as you say, it's a good book, but that book came out of the Magonia Exchange Project. And so there's actually focused investigation, focused gleaning of these old archives from UFOs and Fortean scholars today. And there's just a lot of incredibly interesting stuff coming out of all this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think there's and that's a really good question, Gary. And if you're willing to put the time in, because we're talking about a very labor-intensive project here.
Fortunately, not like it used to be, you know.
Not like it used to be. It's easier.
You'd have to drive some distance to find an archive. You'd have to mess with microfilm or microfiche. And you'd have to look, like Fork did, just look one page after another looking for a sea serpent or a light in the sky or an airship or whatever. But you don't have to do that now. Yes, it still takes time, but it's a lot quicker, a lot easier. You don't even have to leave your house.
That's one way of keeping people from getting out more. We have Jerome Clark joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Sometimes, of course, online research can be counterproductive because you may give equal weight to everything, which can cause problems. We have Jerome Clark joining us with Gene and Chris, and we're asking your questions from forum.theparacast.com. Anything further to say, Jerry, before we go on to the next question?
Well, you have to treat this stuff as folklore. because you can't prove it or you can't disprove it. Some stories are obviously just made up. Some of them are easy to recognize. Some are have the, a ring of authenticity, even though you can't prove it. This seems like a real story. And you can also do research to find out if this person actually existed. You know, you can find that this person did indeed exist. He wasn't just made up by some prankster. And then there's a big mid-range of stuff that you can neither prove nor disprove. It's possible or maybe not. You don't know. It's just interesting. But basically, you ended up treating it just as this great body of folklore that in its totality gives you some general idea of what people believed and or experienced in, you know, a previous century. But all of that is valuable.
Here's another one from Bernd State, who's a frequent participant at forum.theparacast.com, our online forum page, where you can ask questions of our guests. And this question is, what are your personal speculations, Gary, regarding the intentions of the UFO phenomenon, and what do you feel are its significant effects on humanity to date? We've kind of been discussing this, but do you think there is an agenda behind it, or is it something different?
Well, let's talk about the core phenomenon. And let's just say, for the purpose of discussion, that these are extraterrestrial visitors coming from somewhere else in the galaxy. I think simply the very fact that they built machines and they came here tells us that they have a lot of things in common with us. They have curiosity. They have the capacity to devise the technology that takes them off the Earth. And already this puts them kind of in the neighborhood of what we're like. If they have the curiosity to have developed the science and technology that created spacecraft that could vast distances and find themselves to our little third rock from the sun, they're probably more like us than we would think. And so my presumption, of course I can't prove it, this is all speculation, is that they're here out of scientific curiosity. Just as, you know, I think it is reasonable to compare them to us in that sense, that you don't have a technology without curiosity, don't have a science without curiosity, and a desire to understand and learn. And that's the kind of thing that would bring them here. I mean, they would be different from us in all kinds of other ways, I'm sure. But I think that at the core, you know, we have a lot in common with them.
Okay, well, the question would be then, do the aliens have a prime directive not to interfere with the locals, especially if they're primitive locals? Or is there a point at which they say, well, let's say hello? Or maybe they have and nobody believes the people who say they've met them.
Well, I think that as far as we can tell, there is indeed something like a prime directive. I mean, you know, however you want to term it, but it's sort of a non-interference understanding. They haven't tried to take us over. They haven't even announced themselves in a way that would be undeniable to all the scientists and governments of the Earth. So they're here watching us. You know, maybe they figured out that it will not be very long if we don't destroy ourselves first that we'll be going out into space. I mean, all these kinds of things that, you know, kind of like Donald Kehoe's sorts of speculation kind of come back, you know, when you begin to think about, you know, we're discovering all these other planets, these Earth-like planets. There's no question that there are a lot of Earth-like planets out there in just staggering numbers. It is not hard to believe that many of them have evolved to the point where they have technological civilizations. It's not hard to believe that those civilizations would come our way. They wouldn't even have to come here to know that there was life on Earth. I mean, they could detect that from their technology from where they are, so they don't have to fly around directionlessly through the galaxy trying to find something. They would say, this planet gives every indication of having life on it. We see evidence of radio signals and other evidence that technology has developed, so we're going to go there. The extraterrestrial hypothesis is either true or it's not, but it's not illogical or impossible. It is a reasonable conclusion one can draw from what we know now.
But also you wonder here if there is a prime directive not to interfere. Sometimes just being seen interferes.
Not as far as we can tell so far. They've been seen. They're seen every day. It hasn't affected anything other than popular culture.
It changes a person's direction in life. It's happened to a number of people.
Hey, it happened to Captain Kirk in the last Star Trek movie. Boy, they got busted with their pants down, had to jump off a cliff.
Most people see UFO and they're really interested and intrigued, it doesn't change their lives. It's just a curious thing that happened to them, and it's not something they can place in any other context. The people who are permanently affected by that experience are really a very small percentage of UFO sighters.
So in the scheme of things, ET can be fully aware of this and just figure, well, the people who do see us, very few of their fellow travelers, their fellow citizens, will believe them anyway, so who cares?
I think the calculation, again, this is all pure rank speculation.
Okay, well, we're doing rank speculation, ladies and gentlemen.
We do that really well here.
We are rank speculators. We haven't said which rank, though.
The calculation may be that unless, you know, we land on the White House lawn or crash on the White House lawn, you know, we can do what we're doing for maybe decades more, and it's not going to affect the civilization we're observing. I believe myself, my own intuition, is that sometime in the 21st century, with another generation of scientists, UFO sightings will finally engage the interest of scientists, particularly astronomers and others involved in exobiology, who, having failed to detect alien civilizations by radio telescope, will turn around and say, well, what about all these curious and interesting sightings made by people all over the Earth for quite a while now? And something of that is happening. If you read Edward Ashpole's new book, whose title escapes me at the moment, but he's a British science journalist, and he writes that, oh, here we go, I found the book. It's called Signatures of Life, Science Searches the Universe. It's an eminently respectable British science journalist who says that it's time now for scientists interested in the question of extraterrestrial life to start looking at UFO reports. And he shows that the UFO phenomenon, the sort of thing that exobiologically inclined astronomers have been talking about. And it turns out that if you dig deeply into the SETI literature, you will find that some astronomers, eminently respectable astronomers, have said something of the same thing, that there may be evidence of extraterrestrial visitors in our solar system and maybe even in our atmosphere, and that this is a question that scientists should take up. And if this is already starting to appear in the scientific literature, it's just a matter of time before, you know, this becomes a larger theme and scientists are actively engaged.
I'll tell you what, maybe there's hope if we continue this discussion with Gene and Chris. We're joined by Jerome Clark. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So maybe before we're gone, scientists will begin to embrace this more, or maybe you and I, Jerry, especially, not Chris because he's a young whippersnapper, maybe we will survive to see this serious attitude towards UFOs?
I'm afraid, Gene, that you and I will not be around to see it. I can't speak for Chris, but it will take time. When I said that I thought this would happen, I was really thinking about the latter part of this century. And if we live that long, we're not going to
Yeah, there is
probably
hope, though.
Yeah, I think this will happen in time. I mean, you know, science always gets around to dealing with questions. It isn't always there, perhaps as promptly as it should be. But science ultimately works, and it does take up questions, even very difficult ones, and against much resistance by the conservative part of, you know, the science community. But yeah, UFO sightings continue, and SETI astronomers don't find other evidence of extraterrestrial life just by a process of elimination. They're going to have to look at the UFO sightings.
I still have a hard time believing that they think that aliens are broadcasting radio waves as some sort of indication of their presence.
Exactly.
That to me has always been, again, another Bosley hair club for men head scratcher.
What is this obsession, Chris? Sense. Chris, this obsession with Bosley. Maybe we should get them as sponsors.
There you go.
Well, you go ahead. You volunteered.
That's a great idea.
You volunteered.
There's more head scratchers listening to this show than listen to, well, maybe not Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you just take one look at Rush and you can tell there's been a lot of head scratching going on.
I think.
Well, before we digress into bad jokes, and I get letters and emails saying, you know, you got to get a better sense of humor. Let me continue on to another question. This one, again, Jerry, is from Burnt State, and it's a good one. In your research, have you found any anomalous events that have some predictability attached to them in terms of location, frequency, duration, or time of their occurrence? Or would you describe most anomalous events, and I take it he's talking about UFO events, as rather unpredictable in all ways?
Well, that is a good question, and I'm not sure that I have an answer off the top of my head. I mean, we know, of course, that there are UFO waves, and we know that anomalous phenomena can appear in some small place over a period of time. Whether that amounts to predictability, I don't know. I mean, you know, there have always been attempts, and commendable ones, to find patterns to UFO activity. And no one has ever been able to establish anything conclusively about how these things manifest. It just, you know, it looks like just something incredibly random. But we don't know. I mean, that is an excellent question, and there's so much that falls out from that question. But unfortunately, I think it's just, at this stage, unanswerable.
Right, and generally, if you find a pattern, what I found, I've found a couple of patterns, actually, of what I thought was some sort of predictability factor or element. And as soon as I found it, you know, the phenomena supported the data to support my conclusion. But as soon as I opened my mouth and said something about it, it went 180 degrees and did the exact opposite. So
now,
I'm not sure
you.
If there's a lesson there. But... And that's why I'm fascinated with the whole idea of that liminal force within our collective called the trickster archetype. I find it just eminently, you know, infinitely fascinating, and that I think is a perfect illustration of that. There really is no predictability except for the fact that it's unpredictable. That you can predict, that it's unpredictable. So
I told you guys before about my experience of encountering three times in the course of one summer 13 years ago, apparitional quadrupeds, kind of like a ghostly dog or something.
Right, right.
And what struck me about that, not only that it was so completely unexpected, I couldn't even process it. I mean, it took me weeks to process what I had seen. And it didn't really dawn on me until my wife was with me and saw it the last time we were together. And but what struck me among the many reflections I made about that experience was how incredibly meaningless and motiveless it was. There was no larger lesson. It just happened, and that was all that it was. It was just an experience with no larger consequences, no larger moral, no meaning. It just happened. And that's, I think, one thing that I carried away from that experience. It's just how random and meaningless it appeared to be. So when people speculate, you know, about larger intentionality and so on, I have a hard time squaring that with my own experience. I think these things just happen in their own way, and they're just sort of random. Now, if there is, I think there are patterns in data concerning, you know, hardcore UFO sightings. We know they seem to operate in some ways and not in others. But the high strangeness stuff is just, it could happen to anybody at any time.
Yeah.
And it may even sometimes happen to us, and because we're not expecting it, our mindset is against it, we don't think these things can happen, that if they do happen, we rationalize them away and forget them.
Ah, do you saying then, Jerry, that a lot of us are having experiences that we just kind of compartmentalize and we put in the back burner and we don't pay attention to those things?
You know, I've had experiences that only in retrospect seem really strange, but they were trivial. Weren't like all of a sudden there's some humanoid standing in front of you or something like that. They weren't. They were just quotidian experiences, just day-to-day things. You know, like you drop something on the floor and you hear it hit the floor, and you can't find it. Well, you know, what if that isn't just a random thing, but some kind of, you know, low-level kind of poltergeist thing? I had an experience one time where I'm sitting here in my office, and I got about a gazillion books and about as many CDs. CDs arranged in alphabetical order, otherwise I can never find them. Well, one time I decided I wanted to hear this a record by this British folk group. So I went to get the record. It wasn't there, and neither were the other albums by the same group. And I was really just annoyed because I thought, you know, these are not American records. It took some trouble to get them. They were records in the UK. And so I thought, well, they must have fallen off the shelf. And I spent the next 2 hours trying to find them. And finally, at the end of this, I thought, you know, I'm not going to worry about this. They'll show up again. And about 2 days later, I was digging through through a drawer where I have certain inconsequential stuff that I every once in a while use for it. So I needed something in that drawer. I went to that drawer, opened up the drawer, and there was a plastic bag with something in it in that drawer. And I thought, what? I don't remember putting a plastic bag with something in it in this drawer. This isn't where I would have done put something like that. So I took the plastic bag and I felt it, and I knew instantly there were CDs in it. And I opened it up, and it was the missing CDs. Now, the only possible, there are two possibilities here. Somebody broke into the house for no other reason than to snatch some of my CDs and put them in a plastic bag and put them in a drawer. Or my wife, for no known reason. I reject either of those.
Your wife is not the kind of person who'd play tricks on you like
this. My wife
is
not a practical joker. And, you know, there's just no reasonable explanation for this. It's not a huge dramatic event. It's just something that doesn't have an explanation.
Maybe you absentmindedly put it there, but then that would open up a whole can of worms. We have Jerome Clark, who never opens up cans of worms, maybe a can of sardines. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Or maybe the Paracast is here to open up cans of worms to see what really crawls out of them. We have Jerome Clark joining us for one more segment with Gene and Chris. Chris, any more questions left in the till?
Yeah, here's another good one from Burnt State. He notes that you have often said the idea of a ship from an alien planet crashing on Earth is something that you could never hide from history. And he says, I take this to mean you believe that E.T. has never crashed here. Well, aside from the infallibility of the phenomenon, what other aspects of this phenomenon do you feel are aspects that could never be hidden from history?
Well, my argument has been, and it was recently challenged in this Edward Ashpool book, by the way, that I just mentioned, was that if there was a spacecraft that crashed, the discoveries from that reverse engineering went out into the government and into private industry and so on, that there would, you know, there would be suddenly technological developments that otherwise, you know, weren't traceable. That just seemed extraordinary as if they came out of nowhere. And there haven't been any of those. But in Ashbull's book, Signatures of Life, he's not directly addressing me, but he does say somewhere in the book that if something like Roswell happened, and he's not saying it did, but he's just speculating, he said that reverse engineering would be impossible. Because it would be some level of technology simply beyond our present state of knowledge and understanding that there wouldn't be anything you could do with it. So maybe I was wrong, that maybe there could have been a Roswell incident and it just couldn't be reverse engineered, and that's why we don't see any evidence of it in subsequent history, subsequent, you know, policy, technology, you know, whatever. So I don't know. I mean, maybe that isn't a good argument.
So it's therefore secreted away somewhere, and we don't know what to do with it, or maybe it's just catching dust at Warehouse 13 or something.
You know, that's possible. I mean, you know, my argument that we would have learned something from it and we would see evidence of that knowledge may be an invalid argument to argue against the reality of Roswell if you want to go there. But that may not be a good argument. So I may have been wrong, as incredible as that may seem.
It happens to all the best of us, Jerry. But okay, no, I can see where the point of view is, that we have it sitting there and we haven't figured out what's going on with that. But what about the alien bodies? If there were alien bodies, wouldn't we know something about alien physiology at least?
Well, presumably, yes. But you and I don't know anything about alien physiology. It hasn't filtered down to us, so...
Well, they're just not telling us, and it certainly wouldn't be found in an attic in Sedona, Arizona, right?
Well, unless they were really kind of, you know, double-thinking us or something. But, well, if we put it in an attic in Sedona, some wiseacre will say, oh, it's an attic in Sedona. Well, we don't have to pay any attention to that.
Yeah, present company excluded, right?
Of course, we're now insulting anybody who has an attic in Sedona and might have some interesting things there, Chris.
Well, I lived in Sedona for 5 years, and I can assure you that there are probably things secreted away there that I hope they don't ever see the light of day.
Any more questions, Chris, before we leave?
Well, that's it for the question bank. We got our thread up a little bit late, but thank you, everybody, for putting in your questions. And don't forget, for future shows, forum.theparacast.com is where you put your questions in for us to ask our guests. And Jerry, I want to say it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you don't do many shows, and just to have you on and get your insight and your many years of experience is a real treat for me personally. And I want to just let everybody know that your work, the multi-volume UFO encyclopedia, is a must-have for any serious researcher, investigator, or, you know, someone that's interested in this subject matter. I mean, the amount of work that went into that book pre-internet is staggering. And I'm, you know, my hat's off to you. You're one of our real jewels in this ufological world and realm. And I just support your efforts all the way up and down the line.
Well, thank you very much. And I always enjoy doing the show because you guys are smart and you ask good questions and you keep me on my toes.
That's what we're here for, to kind of upset the apple cart and keep things going. But where do you go from here? You've got some new books under construction. What?
Possibly. I just may have kind of, the well may be dry. I haven't come up with a new book idea in a couple of years, and I'm just parting around pursuing other interests, but I'll probably find my way back to another book one of these days.
If you were, just hypothetically, going to do another book, what interests you now? What really sparks your interest when we get into these kinds of subject matter?
Well, two things. One is exploring the idea of experience anomalies in greater depth, and the other one is historical Floriana, which has been opened up to us because we have access to all these old newspaper archives and other sources now online. Those things are what interest me the most.
Do we see stuff like that happening now?
You know, it all started, you know, I'm sure Eugene and probably you, Chris, reading Fort.
Yeah,
and
of course.
It feels like we're just this
classics.
Great circle is closing now, that toward in our twilight, Gene. I'm not talking to Chris here. You know, the old-fashioned Fortean phenomena are just as interesting to me now as they were then, except that I have a much more informed and adult perspective on them.
Are we still seeing reports of frogs falling from the sky, for example?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So those things are
constantly.
Constant, you know. Lake monsters, all those things, you know, lights in the sky, those are kind of eternal.
I love all that stuff, and I love going to the Anomalist every day and tuning in on Patrick Weege's latest list of head scratchers. And Gene, it's always going on. I don't think it'll ever stop. It actually picks up in intensity, I think, certain time periods. There's a flurry of just inexplicable events that are reported. I think now with the internet, we're going to hear more about these types of inexplicable events in a more timely fashion. And Jerry, just for your own information, I'm finishing up an examination of humans' relationship with livestock, cattle specifically, and it's a case history of the unexplained livestock death phenomenon, which I know you've been a little bit going to take a lot for you to think that there's really something to that whole.
Oh no, I believe if you're talking about cattle mutilations.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that there are some of those are genuinely anomalous. I mean, I think that, you know, like a lot of things, you know, get exaggerated in some ways, and There was a lot of bogus stuff, but yes. I think there have been anomalous cases.
Well, it's like UFOs. I mean, 90% of UFO sightings, and that's being generous, I think, are very easily explained. The same holds true for the livestock death phenomenon. Unexplained livestock death, I should say. I'd be interested to get your feedback, and I'd love to send you a copy of the book for your opinion on it once it's.
Please do.
Yeah, I'm just now literally finishing it up this week, and it's going to the editor, and I'd really love to get your feedback on it. You are mentioned in there, you and John Keel, and your admonishment of Keel for his over-the-top statements about historical cases. I found it very fascinating. Also, your investigation into the Alexander Hamilton claim from 1897, I do visit that as well, and I can't wait to get your feedback on it.
Is that it? What a pleasant session. The time has gone by so fast. Jerry Clark, can you tell us whether you have an online presence, if we want to get a hold of you?
Well, not really. I try to keep my head low, and I don't have a website or any of that stuff. I just I'm not interested enough in tooting my own horn that I just have an aversion to that sort of thing. I'm reachable by email.
Yes, if you need to find him, write to us, and I'll forward your messages. Chris O'Brien, of course, has his own site called OurStrangePlanet.com. Because it's a strange planet, OurStrangePlanet.com, and he's got that book coming out shortly called Stalking the Herd. You can find us on Twitter, where we're known as Tech Night Owl. We're Tech Night Owl on Twitter. There are also two PowerCast fan clubs on Facebook under my account, and someday we'll figure out how to make them one, but of course Facebook never makes that easy, do they? Jerry Clark, thanks for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks for having me. Been fun.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.